With 9 games remaining in the regular season for the Philadelphia Eagles, we are 3/4 of the way to the Sweet 16 of the Bracket Breakdown in our search for the greatest Eagle of all time. And there's still time for you to vote. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote and you vote for your greatest Eagle of all time. All right, we're going to look at the bracket from last week as we bring back Adam Kaplan and Dan Klecko. And Dan Klecko, as we look at the winners, I distinctly remember you saying something about kickers not advancing to the Sweet 16.
In my book, that doesn't fly. He's a kicker going against a regular player. But hey, I get it. People remember David from a couple years ago. They love him. He was probably the greatest kicker ever in this franchise, one of the greatest kickers of all time. But still, to beat Wilbert Montgomery, Adam.
Come on. Wilbert, number 31. In my lifetime, probably one of the 2 or 3 best running backs in the history of this football team and a very good running backs coach. Akers did win a lot of big games when the kicker, but again, you said it's a kicker.
Kicker.
A running back, come on.
I mean, and he continues to be great out in San Francisco. David, I love you, but you know, come on, Wilbert. Well, Adam, let's look at this week's and let's see our picks and talk about who we think is going to sneak through. Brian Dawkins versus Hugh Douglas. Look, I love Hugh. I've known him my whole life. I've known him since he was with the Jets. Had some great years here. He was part of those great Jim Johnson defenses. But Brian Dawkins, I think, ultimately is going to challenge Reggie White for the greatest Eagle of all time.
No question about it. I mean, Hugh was instrumental, back in 2004 and 2003, helping Andy Reid get that team to the next level. But he's not in Dawkins' class. I don't think there's any question about it.
No, I don't. We both picked Al Wissard against LeSean McCoy. LeSean, I think, hasn't done it enough. And eventually he will be up there. But, I mean, talk about Al Wissard. He was a guy who was part of the great championship teams, in the 40s, was part of the all-decade team in the 40s. I mean, it's easy to see why we put him through.
Al Wissard has to get up there. He's old-school two-way player, something that was lost in the National Football League. So, he's got to get past there.
And then we go to Harold Carmichael versus Bill Berge. Harold's still part of the franchise, still does a lot of great here. Bill, we still see him around. He was one of the great players of his generation, too. But Harold, I mean, you talk to a lot of people from that day and age. He gets mentioned for the Hall of Fame.
He was, a rarity, a big guy who could run. Old number 17 was fantastic. And Berge was my favorite player growing up, old number 66. If he didn't blow out his knee, he's another guy who would have got, I felt, Hall of Fame consideration. He was tremendous. He was an old school middle linebacker, and I love watching him. Yeah, he is. I was a big fan of his growing up.
Sonny Jurgensen, Trent Cole. This one surprised me a little bit because Sonny Jurgensen's career was more with Washington than it was with Philly, and how much Trent has been here. He's a 5th-round pick, really where he's come from. That one surprised me a little bit, but still, Sonny Jurgensen in the Hall of Fame. You can see where that vote went. I'll tell you what, there's going to be some fun ones to watch this week. And Bob, tell us again how we can go vote on the online.
Well, Dan, you can go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote and vote for your greatest Eagle of all time. Well, we're going to go off the playing field and onto the playground as the Eagles in the offseason had a chance to build a playground right here in Philadelphia.